Rahul Gandhi moves Pune court against Savarkar kin, CD missing. Justice delayed, Gandhi targets Satyaki in court. Savarkar heir in trouble. Gandhi moves Pune court for contempt. Gandhi alleges legal ambush by Hindutva forces. Unmesh Gujarati sprouts news. Exclusive Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has filed a contempt plea in a Pune court against Satyaki Savarkar, accusing him of defying court orders by submitting corrupted evidence in a defamation case. Gandhi alleges political vendetta and misuse of the legal system. The court has sought Savarkar's reply by August 13. Congress MP alleges deliberate noncompliance in defamation case. In a major legal twist, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has approached the special MP Chai MLA court in Pune, seeking contempt of court proceedings against Satyaki Savarkar, the grandnephew of freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar. The contempt plea alleges that Satyaki has violated clear judicial directions in an ongoing criminal defamation case related to Gandhi's alleged derogatory remarks about Savarkar. Gandhi's counsel, Advocate Milind Pawar, submitted before the court that the complainant failed to provide an uncorrupted and complete copy of the electronic evidence, specifically a CD or equivalent material, as directed by the court. Instead, on May 9, 2025, Satyaki submitted a corrupted pen drive, rendering the material inaccessible on any of the defense's devices. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has reviewed court filings that call this non-compliance an act of irresponsibility and arrogance, allegedly obstructing Gandhi's ability to defend himself and undermining the authority of the judiciary. Savarkar kin, accused of misusing judicial process, repeated disregard for court orders, sparks legal pushback. Rahul Gandhi's plea paints a scathing picture of the complainant's courtroom behavior, accusing Satyaki of using pressure tactics, spreading false allegations, and showing overt disrespect for the legal process. According to the plea, this conduct is not isolated but systemic, hinting at deliberate misuse of legal mechanisms for political or ideological retaliation. The complainant continues to act arbitrarily, even within the courtroom, reads the application. It further urges the court to take judicial notice of repeated disobedience and to treat the behavior as contemptuous under law. Gandhi's team stresses that failure to comply with evidence-related directives severely prejudices the defense and delays proceedings. Sprouts SIT sources have confirmed that Special Judge Amol Shinde has instructed Satyaki Savarkar to file a formal reply by August 13th, a date when the court may issue directions on the contempt plea. Rahul Gandhi alleges political vendetta and systematic harassment, says Hindutva-aligned groups behind coordinated legal attacks. In a striking claim, Rahul Gandhi's legal team argues that the case is part of a larger political vendetta orchestrated by groups aligned with the RSS and Hindutva ideology. The application accuses certain individuals and organizations with criminal backgrounds of weaponizing the judiciary to harass Gandhi and divert him from public responsibilities. Gandhi alleges that such groups are fundamentally opposed to constitutional values such as secularism and democracy. Their intent, he claims, is not justice, but the systematic targeting of dissenting political voices through false and frivolous litigation in multiple courts nationwide. This is not the first time that Congress leaders have alleged the use of judicial systems to stifle political speech. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has tracked similar claims in other states, especially in cases involving prominent opposition figures. Defamation case, rooted in 2023. UK speech, Savarkar family seeks criminal punishment and compensation. The defamation complaint against Gandhi originated from a speech delivered on March 5, 2023.
During an overseas Congress event in London, where he allegedly made false and inflammatory statements about Vinayak Savarkar. Satyaki Savarkar, who filed the case in Pune, claims that Gandhi's remarks were not only factually incorrect, but intended to malign Savarkar's legacy and cause mental distress to his family. Satyaki's complaint includes links to news articles and a YouTube video of the speech as evidence. He alleges that Gandhi falsely stated Savarkar had written about assaulting a Muslim man and taking pleasure in it, an incident which, according to the complaint, never occurred and was never documented by Savarkar in any publication. The complaint demands maximum punishment under Section 500 of IPC, defamation, and monetary compensation under Section 357 of CRPC, asserting that the defamatory speech, although made in England, had widespread impact within India, especially in Pune. Judicial Watch, contempt plea, may set precedent August 13th. Hearing could define scope of evidence, handling in political cases. With the contempt plea now officially filed, all eyes are on how the Pune MPY-MLA court will interpret the obligations of complainants in politically sensitive cases. Legal experts suggest that if the court does take contempt action, it may set a precedent for handling electronic evidence in future defamation matters involving public figures. Whether or not Rahul Gandhi's claims of systemic harassment stand judicial scrutiny remains to be seen. However, the case once again throws light on the complex intersection of politics, free speech, and judicial accountability in India. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue monitoring developments and provide updates on the August 13th hearing, where Judge Shinde is expected to pass critical orders on both the contempt plea and the ongoing defamation proceedings.